I hear your footsteps behind me. Did you bring what I asked? Oh? I must turn around and find out. Very well. There you are. Look at you. The dust from the road still clings to the traveling cloak I made for you. Did it keep you warm? I enchanted it to feel like a hug from me. It did. Perfect. It also would have tightened around your neck if another woman smiled at you for too long. You look surprised. Don't be. It's best not to dwell on such things. I missed you. Come, come. Let me see it. Let me hold you. Oh, my heart. This is perfect. It's everything that I wanted. An obsidian box lined with velvet. Given to me by your hand at low tide. I'm sorry I had to send you away to get it. And I'm sorry I've been so vague and cryptic. Take my hand. We'll take a long walk by the water, and I'll tell you everything. You think the spell I needed the box for must be important? Because I sent you to get it? You're so clever. You are what I value most in the world. Tell me what else you think. I want to know every thought that drifted through your mind while you were away from me. Ah, you think I needed the box for a ritual spell? That's a very thoughtful conclusion. Oh, don't frown. You're almost right. Magic follows intention. The feeling behind it. More than anything, I needed to know the pain of having you gone. Believe me, every moment was slow, quiet agony. I wanted to rip my hair out and howl at the moon. Oh, I can't begin to tell you how good it is to have you here. And what do I need now? You're so thoughtful. I need to walk with you under the moonlight. To hear that voice wash over me as surely as the waves do. Feeling your hand in mine makes the world go quiet. Is the spell important? Yes, I think it's the most important spell I'll ever cast. But we're not there yet, so indulge me. Do you remember when we first met? You laugh at me, but it was a meeting. Just because you were trying to kill me, that doesn't make our first encounter any less important. Oh yes, you even introduced yourself when you threw open the door to my house. Now you see my point of view. I never asked you how much the bounty was. For me, I thought it was a vain question. I still do. But now I'm curious. How much coin did you give up to win my heart and lose your freedom? An impressive sum. But I know you're not swayed by the material. I've seen what you value, and I adore you for it. You have a kind soul. I think that's why I want to possess you so badly. What? What is it? You can't hide from me. I can see the question in your eyes. Why didn't I fight back? When you kicked open my door, seeking a bounty from my head? I have never told you for a reason. The answer is embarrassing. So you squeeze my hand tighter. I'll tell you, but only because I want to reward your quiet reassurance. I didn't fight back. Because when I threw my runes that morning, they said I would meet my fate. I didn't expect my life to end so soon. I'm only 400. But I always knew I'd embrace death when it came for me. I wanted to greet it like an old friend. Yes, you were so shocked and breathtaking. I couldn't tear my eyes off you. I never expected a beautiful executioner. And the way you hesitated was so gallant. You didn't want to kill someone who stood and waited for you. And then when you spoke, I was well and truly lost. I didn't know I could be so possessive. I knew love was sometimes demanding, but it was like I was out of control. I couldn't help but take you for my own. And you wore your chains so well. But none of that answers your question. It made you blush, though. Fine. I had misread my runes. They weren't talking about my death. They were talking about finding the love of my life. My fate. And how it has always been tied to you. I'm sorry, what did you just call it? A rookie mistake? How charming. If I recall, you dropped your axe when I stood and the front of my robe opened, along with your jaw. Is that also a rookie mistake? Ah, and now you're speechless, just like you were then. The magic I control is old, from a time when your ancestors danced around fires and chanted at the moon. I think my runes misled me on purpose. Exactly. So we didn't wind up killing each other. That would have been a tragedy too great for the world to bear. But that's enough talk of the past. It's time to take control of your future. We're here. I enchanted candles to make it more romantic. Do you like it? It doesn't matter if you do. This is happening either way. Good. You're so sweet. I adore how you respond to my quiet demands. Now, lay down in the middle of the ritual circle. Make sure your feet are facing the ocean. Are you comfortable? Good. We're going to begin. Feel the earth underneath your body, connecting you to the ground and supporting you. Take a deep breath in. I'm right beside you. And a long breath out through the soles of your feet. Feel the moonlight shining down on your skin. Smell the salt in the air. Good. Stay present. I need you to follow my instructions very carefully. Cross your wrists over like a vampire going to sleep. Yes, make sure your palms are flat against your chest. Wonderful. Your hands are beautiful. Now touch the pads of your thumbs together and spread your fingers wide. Listen to me carefully. Tap your fingers against your chest. It will feel like there's butterfly wings beating against your skin. Keep going. 3, 2, 1. Lower your hands and close your eyes. Do you feel my finger pressing into your chest? Right here, where your rib cage is joined. Such a delicate area. This bone is called the sternum. I'm going to rub it gently, back and forth, back and forth. It's a selfish bit of anatomy. The bone that dares to keep your heart from me, locked in your rib cage. It won't hurt. It won't hurt, and it's for your own good. Keep listening. Keep breathing. We're too far gone to stop now. Stretch out your neck. Press the backs of your shoulders flat into the earth. Feel your breath move through your body from nose to stomach. Good. Don't look down. Don't look at me. Close your eyes. It's going to be over soon. You trust me. You trust me. Take a deep breath. Come on. It's beating too fast. Go gently. Go slowly. Gently. Listen to the sound of the ocean. Breathe in. Feel the butterfly wings. Breathe out. Good. Perfect. I'm putting your heart in the box you brought me. I will keep it safer than your rib cage ever could. It's always been mine. There. How are you feeling? Good? Perfect. Thank you for letting me take what's mine from you. You were so good. Now you can never leave me. We can never be apart. You'll be mine until that heart stops beating. Isn't that just a dream come true? Ah, you've made me so happy. Just rest for a moment. Focus on the feel of your body. Close your eyes and try to slow your heartbeat. Listen to the ocean. Ah, thank you, my heart.